Hey everybody, welcome back to another edition of the Gamma Ray Podcast. I'm Tim with Justin and Tim.
How's it going, everybody?
What's up?
All right, guys, and this week we are jumping fucking balls deep right into Urban Legends, man. And we haven't done a bunch of these, so this is gonna be kind of new territory kind of for us.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think, yeah, I mean, we've done one or two, but
Name them.
think.
But I mean,
Right,
yeah, but see, you
I
gotta
can't name
understand,
it.
like,
Actually, hold on. You know what? Hold on one damn second. Let me
no,
look
I'm
here.
good. We didn't do any. Because, I'm good.
you
I don't want
really
to wait.
can't. We really can't consider vampires and werewolves urban legends. They're more lore.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you're
You
right.
know what I
It's a lot
mean?
of like cryptids we've done.
Right.
Yeah, we've done a
Yeah,
bunch of
sorry.
cryptids.
Okay. You're right.
Yeah.
You're
If you
right.
don't like cryptids, I mean, fuck you. How's that?
Yeah.
Well, I
Fuck
guess
you.
I'll take my leave now,
Yeah.
man.
Fuck you and your chupacabra.
Yeah. God damn. That Instagram post you did, by the way, it fucking burned my ass.
Yeah, it did.
I almost deleted it. Like, I was so close to deleting it out of spite, just like 100% out of spite.
Oh yeah, I was like, oh, look at this asshole. Look at some
All
chupacabra shit.
right. So, we're going to get into one of the oldest urban legends, probably in our, at least in our American lexicon, right? Of strange beliefs that we have, Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Right.
Bloody Mary. I think everybody's familiar with this at some point or another,
Well, I
or
hope you
at the
don't. Very least, a little ritual you have to do to get her.
You know what
Yeah.
always makes me a little nervous though is like if you ever go to a bar, there's always a mirror, and what
Yeah.
if the bartender can't hear you and you're trying to order a Bloody Mary and you say it three times? I mean, bars are always dimly lit. You're like, fuck,
Yeah.
damn! I just condemned myself. I was just trying to
Yeah.
get a drink. All I
Yeah.
wanted was a drink, and I got like, yeah. Now I got a fucking specter after me.
Now I gotta go on the
Yeah.
run. I can't look at mirrors anymore.
Should have just got my go-to sex on the beach. If I said that three times, I'd still be alone.
Yeah. Or being escorted out.
at least I got a friend. And so I mean, we've all done it though, perform the chant, Bloody Mary, in the bathroom with the lights off, with some demented level of curiosity to see if it's actually gonna work, not knowing what the fuck you're gonna do if it does work.
Yeah.
What are you gonna
Completely,
do?
you fucking lose your mind.
Nothing,
Yeah,
dude. Like,
I ain't gonna lie,
you
dude.
have no contingency plan as like a 13-year-old boy or girl.
I
As a girl,
remember
what
doing that in
happens? I'll try
elementary
it.
school.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but like,
in
a
elementary
lot of
school.
teenagers do this. Yeah. You have no contingency plan for what happens.
No,
It's true.
if it was real.
I mean, so it's a way to, for us to try to see that, the Bloody Mary character, right? Because we want to
Yeah.
see if it's real. Because I do think, like, in the deep, dark parts of our brain, we want some supernatural shit to be real. You know what I mean? Like, we really want that, I
Yeah,
think.
for
Yeah, I
sure.
mean, at the very, yeah. It's just
And
what happens after death, the whole nine. I hope it's not get trapped in a goddamn mirror.
Well, I mean, it's
Yeah,
not
that
even
wouldn't be
that
any
too, bro.
fun.
But like, I think it's like you said, it goes like to a deeper, darker place, which is why we watch horror movies, which is, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, for some sick reason,
We like being scared.
yeah, we love to be scared. Maybe it's goes back to, when you did have to worry about everything that went bump in the night.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
mean,
because
some
it
sort of
would eat you.
primal fear.
Yeah, just literally drag you off somewhere and eat you alive.
The good old days. Yeah.
If only we were back then, man.
So, like,
Different time.
as what, like, I have another question is like, what if, like, there's a bunch of people doing it at the same time across the world? How does she be in multiple places at the same time? Is there more than one?
She
Good
goes
point.
after the fat one. There's
The one that's the hardest to get away.
yeah, exactly. The one she's gonna be able to
The ones that his friends are definitely going to leave behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the first ones out the door.
For sure. He's gone. All right. So, like, as always, though, like, what or who is Bloody Mary? Exactly, right? So she's considered to be essentially like a phantom or like a ghost kind of figure, or some sort of spirit that they,
Demon kind of thing,
yeah, you name it, any kind of spectral thing. You know what I mean? It's kind of wrapped into one here. And but the weird thing is too is that it says that she's actually has the ability to tell the future. So sometimes it's like pleasant.
I can't imagine
I guess depending on what kind
a
of noose she drops
scenario
on you. Oh, it's
where
absolutely the most frightening
Bloody
way
Mary
to
showing up
receive a
is a
message
good
about the
idea.
future. Yeah, it's the worst fucking way to figure out.
I doubt very highly she's showing up and be like, hey, man, in 10 days from now, Make sure to go to the Circle K. Buy the fourth lottery ticket.
Play these numbers.
Yeah. No, it's like, hey, by the way, in 4 days, you know, some Final Destination shit's going to happen to you.
Yeah, it's always something horrible. You
know, like,
yeah. See, it's for me, she predicted that I would get COVID like I have now and that I would completely freak out about it. And yeah, it's awesome. Every second is terror. Yeah. Every single second is absolute pure terror. So like, while the practice, you know, has been performed, but, you know, like we said, like by kids and young people, and it seems innocent enough, right? They're just fucking around. Right? It's just one of those urban legend things. You know, the Conjuring attempt though of Mary, you know, one of the possible, you know, origins of that whole story is not very fucking innocent. You know what I mean? Like, there's some deep, dark shit happening with this. It's because I didn't know prior to this where she came from. I just heard the urban legend like everybody else.
Yeah, I just kind of figured somebody started it at one point. And
right. I mean, it's like Slender Man. Like, I think it's cool, but I don't think it's cool enough for me to spend a whole lot of time looking into it. I mean, maybe now, you know, prior to the podcast, but not really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was more like into like real shit, like aliens and Bigfoot.
Well, you know, Slender Man. Well, yeah, but at that point, man, creation.
Well, I mean, you know, even at that point, though, you're older. Like, you're not going to be like with the whole. You know, that's just more for like, you know, like I said, I remember doing it in middle school, shutting off the bathroom light, you know, in the men's room, doing the whole turn around in three circles, say Bloody Mary. But the way I was told is that when you do it, then you flip the light on really fast,
and you're supposed to see like,
and it's supposed specter. To. She's supposed to show up in the mirror. Well, I remember in, you know, in elementary, bro, like being completely freaked out doing it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, not, you know, not knowing any better if that shit was real or not.
Well, women weren't even allowed to do math when you were in elementary
school. They were just being able to get, you know, voting rights and whatnot. So,
like, they weren't allowed to do like long division. Like, they couldn't, like, they couldn't do that.
No, that was against the law.
But the fact remains that we did at least have mirrors and electricity. So, you know,
yeah, it was a brand new concept.
Yeah, I had that going for us.
So the story, probably the originator story, right? So there's a couple, but this is probably the more likely one, is about Mary Worth. And she was considered to be a witch back, you know, when being a witch could get you fucking killed immediately. You know, as we discussed, like, in our earlier, like, witch hunting episodes and all that, when they were, it wasn't long after the Salem shit was going down.
Yeah,
that Mary Worth was around, you know?
Yeah, the good old days.
Yeah, with fucking huge buckles on everything.
So many buckles.
Fucking straws. Houses. And, like, so Mary lived in the forest, which made her an easy target. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And she was selling tinctures, you know, essentially like a cure for various ailments. Like, you got like fucking clubfoot or whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I want, like, how many people who were accused of witches, you know, being a witch, was put to death.
Yeah.
How many of these people were just like what she was doing? The medicine woman.
Honestly, probably 99% of them.
Dude, trying to help people.
Yeah.
Herbalist,
in the old days was a fast track to get yourself hung.
Yeah.
Or burned, or, you know.
But see, dude, this is the thing about, yeah, you're right. And probably 95% were probably exactly that.
They're just trying to make a living.
But but you know, this is the funny part, man. Before they would get accused, these people were like on the DL buying shit from these people.
Oh, she had her own like stand in the local square.
Like, she did.
All these people.
Oh, okay.
Like,
oh,
yeah. All these people who accuse them of being witches at one point or another went to them for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But they had no problem kind of, with it.
Yeah, some kind of herbal cure or, you know.
As soon as something went sideways, though, that was it.
First person. Yeah,
that was the go-to.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I mean, she did have, you know, essentially like that haggard appearance of a witch, you know what I mean? Like, fucking all hunched over. And
bro,
you know,
she lived in the woods, and she was an old lady.
Yeah.
I'm sure she wasn't, you know, very hygienic. And
nobody was back then.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You know what I mean? She comes out all ragged.
Some were worse than others, dude. I'm sure.
Not only does she not live in town, but she lives in the freaking woods.
I mean, has she built her own log cabin? I mean, big ass chick.
Oh, that or that had to be a rickety ass cabin.
It was like Eeyore's house. But like I said, like because of like the way she looked and the shit she was selling, it definitely made her an easy target for witch hunts.
Easy target for sure. Yeah.
So essentially what happened was is that some local girl started to go missing and Mary was pegged as a suspect, right? Like we said, because of the way she looks and all that. Yeah. And there was also a rumor, I guess it's a rumor at this point, that she started to look younger and more feminine after the girl's disappearances, right? So essentially she was doing something, stealing their youth and giving it to herself, which back in these days, this is like the 16, 1700s. I can't imagine she was past her 40s. I mean, people didn't fucking live that long.
No.
But like, how bad did she look?
Yeah. You know,
and I just don't get it. Like, maybe she did just like wash her face and they're like, she's youthful.
Yeah, it's like all she did was just get the grime off her.
Wash the mud off.
Yeah. You know what happened is that she fell into the local creek.
While they were down there, pounded her laundry with rocks.
Well, old folks are clumsy. So she just fell right in. That would have been hilarious. If it was
came
now,
out with clean hair, you know,
I'd be watching the videos on Instagram of her repeatedly falling in with like.
Oh, dude, I would watch that. I would watch that on loop for a while.
Yeah, exactly. But in this case, it got her killed. So, and you know, they thought, okay, witchcraft was at play. She's clearly a witch, right? With no real proof of it, other than suspicion. But that was
which is all you needed back then.
Yeah,
yeah, that and some kind of mark, you know. And then when an old lady, bro, they're covered with liver spots or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they're gonna find one somewhere.
Oh, for sure. And so there was one family, the Millers, and they had a daughter that was apparently, like, she got up in the middle of the night. She was following a noise apparently only she could hear, like a dog whistle or something. And
Piper.
Yeah, and then she was, like, leaving the house in the middle of the night. The mother woke up, yelled to the dad, like, hey, she's fucking leaving the house. You need to go find her. And that's what kind of led them into the woods and this whole fucking thing. Really went downhill fast.
Yeah, but remember, you know, it was a little girl that put all them witches to death in Salem. You know, so the word of a little girl, bro, could do some, like, for real damage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, true. Yeah. I mean, plus, you know, back then, too, you ain't getting out of the house without somebody noticing. Yeah, there was, like, a lot of those smaller communities were, like...
they were, like, super close-knit.
Yeah, like, close-knit. Yeah, I mean, everyone kind of watched out for each other too.
Yeah, that was one of the communities where like you could probably like beat each other's kids, and you know what I mean, like
what? I don't know if that was
funny. Oh, the
we're
70s.
Like misbehaving and shit. You know, like they catch them in the town square,
like flogging.
Like I'm whooping your ass. Oh, by the way, I whooped your boy's ass for
heresy.
Fucking around, yeah.
Jesus Christ, man!
Crucify him.
I mean, you can't really do that now, though. So that's good. At least that's not.
Yeah.
He's a witch. And like nobody, like, okay. Nobody cares.
Yeah. No one. Not one person.
Well, yeah, because I think we finally smartened up and realized that there's, you know, no such thing as, you know, she ain't going to turn into a cat, bro, or go flying away on a broom. You know what I mean? Like, back then, they legit believed that shit.
No, 100%, dude. Like they.
That's what I'm saying. Like they really.
Black cats were like
demons.
Yeah.
Like it's like hilarious, man. You get to think back on that.
Well, that's why I got a ginger cat because they can be trusted. He's got like a little black spot on him, so I know he's got a little edge.
Yeah. Kind of like a little bit of a little black cat.
But you know, when the girl's father followed her, inevitably, he followed her into darkness, you know, to go get her.
Right.
Yeah. And five feet away from your house back then was darkness.
Well, I mean, getting out of your house, like you said, was pretty tough. I mean, I assume all the floors are creaky.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what I was alluding to.
Every step was like a haunted house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just saying, go to open a door. It's like,
I mean, even the women were wearing like fucking giant boots. You know what I mean? Yeah, it sounded like fucking Blackbeard walking across your fucking floor.
But yeah, he after continuously yelling her name, to no avail. She was not answering.
Yeah, she just wasn't hearing it.
Right. Miller, he went and retrieved some of the fellow townsfolk to help him find it. Find his daughter, bring her back home.
Yeah.
And he's not listening. She's not listening.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No daughter in the history of the world hasn't listened at one point or the other. But when they returned to the woods, they noticed that there was a small light at the edge. And as they got closer to the light, they noticed that it was in fact Mary Worth was standing right next to this large oak tree.
Wait, Mary Worth, isn't she like a detective?
I thought the same thing, dude. It's like a black and white comic.
I thought it was like a Hard Candy.
I thought it was
Werther's original. Sorry.
Some sort of like marmalade.
Yeah.
Or syrup or something.
No, like Mary Worth. No, I really think it is a black and white comic.
Is it one of those like one of those columns where she like gives you advice?
Like a Dear Abby kind of
thing. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. I'm gonna figure it out.
Hey, just like Harry Potter. She's standing there with a wand.
See, I've never seen a Harry Potter movie, so did Harry Potter like stand by a big oak tree?
That can you just get out of the call now? I mean, just go away.
That hurt his sensibilities so hard.
Like, you can't fathom how I've never seen a Harry Potter movie.
I mean, nobody really can.
I mean, honestly,
nobody can.
I've never seen a Twilight
movie. I've read the books too.
What does Twilight have to do with it?
But I'm just saying, if we're talking about movies that came out back then, I've never seen any of them.
Back then, like he's talking about the fucking 60s or something.
They're not that old.
He's like, I've never seen a
person. 10 years ago.
They had a promotion at Burger King for years. It's not like it was the thing.
And this is really going to go. I've never seen a Percy Jackson movie.
I don't even know.
I will tell you, they're not worth seeing.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you liked them.
I do. I like the books. The movies are awful. Whoever decided that, I hope they burn in the deepest levels of hell.
Yeah, I mean, they usually are.
But, she's standing there. She's holding a wand and she's pointing it at the Miller's house.
It's her walking stick. She's old.
You point it out, I'm like,
turn it down.
Get out of my swamp, you kids.
Yeah, exactly. Goddamn Miller daughter. Always walking through my front yard at night.
Yeah, the fucking chick is sleepwalking and they're blaming it on her.
But, forcing the daughter
to
follow it to Mary so, she could take the child. This is what they're thinking. They see it. And
right.
Yeah, I get it.
And, realizing that, essentially the jig was up, she broke the spell and headed into the woods.
Also doing a jig.
Which I'm sure. Yeah.
On the way out.
Continue. Just clicking her here, heels in the air, as she's running. and the villagers are following right behind her. They got pitchforks. They got, firearms and stuff like that. And they're to essentially kill the witch from, get rid of her to stop her from hurting.
What is it with angry mobs and pitchforks? Is that like standard issue?
Mm-hmm.
Is there somebody like standing there handing them out off a shelf as they're going by?
That's you know what I mean? Like right. Everyone's just walking by. He's like, take your pitchfork.
There's your torch and your pitchfork.
Go. You're going to be late.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. It's just like, no matter whatever angry mob thing from back
dude,
in the
think
day,
about it. Think about
they
it.
All
this
got
way.
Pitchforks.
It's like it's the best weapon. I mean, it kills fucking witches, it kills Frankenstein, it kills werewolves,
Wolfman,
all
Dracula.
Purpose if it's a supernatural Wolfman. Creature, a pitchfork can take care of it, no problem.
It's the ultimate weapon.
Yeah.
Offensive and defensive capabilities.
Yeah.
But Mary being an older woman, there was zero chance of her escaping.
Of course, man. She ain't gonna outrun like
she's trying. She's scuttling through the woods, and these people are full tilt running at her like
scuttling,
scuttling like a crab,
like Zoidberg,
like
crab walking out of there.
But she's not getting away,
right?
At all. And one farmer, he loaded his gun with silver bullets.
Okay,
and I gotta say,
where do you get silver bullets?
How the hell do you have just silver bullets lying around?
I don't know.
Dude.
These people are thinking they're going to like rescue, find the little girl, and this dude's just like, I better bring my silver bullets
just in case.
Yeah.
There might be a werewolf out there.
What the fuck, man?
See, dude, like when I did read all this, I was like, I thought the same exact thing popped in my head. I'm like, did people back then just like have a stash of silver bullets laying around at all times?
How the hell are these people who are supernatural? Like, when you look into it, most of these people
were dirt poor.
Are like, yeah,
they're poor farmers,
incredibly poor, but they always seem to have money for silver.
Yeah.
Well, you need them to kill supernatural creatures.
Yeah.
Which back then,
on the off chance that a werewolf shows up.
So like, I'm wondering, like, every house that had a musket, did they all have like silver bullets laying around?
That's yeah, it was standard issue. That, when you bought a musket, that, you got three purpose. Rounds. You got three, the little ball bearings.
Silver. Pure silver.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened to that Roanoke village. Nobody had silver bullets.
Yeah. Well, that's why they started that rule.
It still would have been around today.
Yeah.
They had some silver goddamn bullets. Fucking $40 a shot.
If only one of them, only really one expensive. Of them had a silver bullet.
That's really expensive, man.
It would, yeah, even one just would have lived to tell.
You better hit whatever you're shooting at.
Yeah, that's you like all got one bucks. Bullet.
But see, but you need the one, and then you can bluff the werewolf.
Yeah,
we think I only had the one. Yeah,
I guess you
try to scare it away.
Just like throw them at him. I guess at that point.
Well, you know, this farmer, he takes a shot at Worth, and he hits her in the hip.
Well, that, I guess that's the place to hit an old person.
Yeah. I was about to say, yeah. If you're going to get him in the hip.
Right in the hip.
Exactly. Yeah, as she fell to the ground, you know, right where she fell to the ground, she captured, obviously.
Right, like, she's smashing her fucking life alert. Just smashing
it. Yeah, she's kicking, she's, you know, screaming, mm-hmm. and they tie her up to a stake, and, you know, for the time frame, they built a fire underneath her to burn the witch.
Right.
That's standard issue right there.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
and of course, you know, in their eyes, they're ridding the town and the world of an evil woman, you know, a witch.
Right.
So, you know, they don't see
it. Was commonplace at this point, yeah.
And it was said that while she was burning, she cursed the village, stating that if anyone ever dared speak her name in a mirror, she would return to get her vengeance wherever she was summoned.
I just imagine doing it, though. I still do, where it's like that chick from like Murder She Wrote or something pops up like in the mirror. I don't know why, but I feel like that's what Mary Worth looks like.
Like one of the three from the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
It's like the oldest one, like the little old lady, the really old one.
That's Mary Worth.
Which is just weird that she's not, because a lot of times, dude, with this, they're cursing the town, they're cursing a family, they're cursing a place.
Yeah. She cursed
and
everybody.
She's just like, no, fuck that. If you own a mirror for the rest of eternity, you dare speak my name, I'm going to come fuck you up.
So she really cursed mirrors.
Yeah.
Yeah. She did.
She took her vengeance out on the entire human race till the end of time.
Yeah.
You only killed me once, but I'm going to kill you. I'm going to fucking rack up about a 3 billion body count.
Mm. Yeah. But yeah, and then after this, when Worth's home was searched, they actually did end up finding like unmarked graves,
right?
And Worth had apparently been using their blood to remain youthful.
What?
Hence, why she also would appear like bloody when she's conjured.
I feel like that's like a shoot first and then make up the evidence later.
100%
kind of situation. I don't.
100%.
It was.
That's probably part of the story I don't buy.
That kind of sounds like there's an old woman making trouble for some, but in terms of like for some sort of like higher up in the community.
Dude, I'm sitting here trying to fucking visualize and rack my brain how an old person would make trouble.
She's like a ruffian.
What exactly would a day would be doing to make trouble?
I kind of feel like it's more like
she got like the
dirt on people, or like she's got dirt on a lot of the higher up people in the town.
Probably some of the
things, like she's threatening to
maybe some
release information or something like that. And
they're buying some more of the darker shit she was peddling.
Yeah.
that are, you know, yeah, like you said, or like, you know,
yeah, they come up
coming in to get blessed in the old god's names or whatever, you know what I mean? Like
that or curse object or something like that, and then they don't pay her, she threatens to, you know, leak the information out of
trouble, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
And perfect opportunity, someone's daughter decides to wander off into the woods. Boom.
She, like, I just pictured her standing in like the middle of the town square and just like everybody's walking by and she's like one of them old homeless people yelling at everybody.
Kneecapping.
Like, you sons of bitches. I curse you all.
Yelling all of horse and
Mary
buggies.
Mary Worth is making trouble.
To slow down. We're going too fast in our neighborhood.
She's over there just hitting people in the shins with her fucking cane.
Like, damn, it's only got one horsepower.
Yeah.
Because it is, in fact, just a fucking horse.
But, yo, there is another possible origin story for this whole Bloody Mary thing, man. And one more possible origin, it basically is, it comes from Mary the First of Merry Old England.
I knew it would be the British.
Yeah,
I knew it. I fucking
the British
knew
are always, you know, up to some weird shit, man.
Them or the goddamn Canadians.
Yeah,
which are basically the British.
The fucking
don't even get me started on the Polish, man. Those evil sons of bitches.
I won't.
But you know, at least this one kind of sounds like this kind of sounds more like where the story would actually come from.
But just because it's like more, it has a little more antiquity.
Because what?
Yeah.
But I mean, you got to understand too, though, bro. You know, I mean, I'm sure there was some urban legends that were made up here. I mean, well, of course there was Skinwalker, that kind of, you know what I mean? That was all like Native American.
Well, it changes, so. I think, just depending on where the story's told, you know.
Yeah, 100%. Because I'm sure everybody's heard this story probably almost worldwide.
Yeah.
At some point.
Right.
But it's all, I'm sure it's done or, you know, their ritual is probably just slightly different than everybody else's, but basically the same shit.
Yep.
But Mary, man, she was one of the daughters of Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon. And during her reign of power, man.
They went to return the ring to Mordor and fucking. Is that what happened? The fuck?
I don't know. Maybe I should have said Aragon.
Aragon.
Either way, it's still the same, man. You know what I mean?
What,
I ain't gonna lie, dude.
You know what's funny? Like, I was actually watching those movies not that long ago, and I was like, why the fuck is Viggo Mortensen that ugly fuck? Like, all these hot chicks are after him. I don't get it.
Yeah, like, because he plays roles like Aragorn, bro.
You're like the ugliest.
See, what I want to know is, why didn't they just... They had fucking access to eagles.
Yeah.
Could have just flew over, and then dropped the ring as they flew over the volcano.
Yeah,
and save me
about the destination,
nine straight
bro.
Fucking hours.
About the journey.
It's about the journey.
I don't give a damn about that journey.
Yeah, don't be dissing LOR, man. Don't be dissing.
What's the one that got killed? He'd still be alive.
Gollum?
No, the other one. Like Boromir? The brother. Yeah, he'd still be alive if they just flew the fucking eagles over there.
He wouldn't still be alive because this was like a million years ago, but I follow what you're saying.
He would have lived.
He would have lived to a ripe old age of like
33
and a half.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, go back and watch those movies. But like when Liv Tyler was hot,
she was
about some Aragorn. And then the other blonde chick, I have no idea who she
was. Dude, you know, actually, she learned.
She's into him. I mean, not only is he the ugliest motherfucker on Earth, he's the ugliest motherfucker in Middle Earth. Like, this dude is the ugliest
guy. And that's saying something, man.
He's the ugliest dude on two planets. You know what I mean? Like, what the
fuck? Actually, fun fact, like, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but she actually learned his, like, Elvish language.
Yeah. Because Tolkien wrote an entire language.
Yeah, like.
Elvish.
There used to be, when it first came out, people were having her, like, speak Elvish all the time.
Which makes her even hotter.
Yeah, until she started, like, cussing people out in Elvish for... Fucking tired of doing this goddamn language, you know?
And that's when they started asking her to speak in Klingon. Like, what's the... Okay.
That'll be more impressive.
From one of the nicest sounding languages to the most offensive sounding languages.
It's like space Jewish. You know what I mean? Like, that's what that is.
But during her reign, man, yo, dude, this chick had a ballpark of 300 dissenters of the religious type.
So they didn't.
And here we go to this, you know, their go-to man, burned at the stake.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'd rather get the guillotine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm sure they didn't give you a choice.
How they I mean, the guillotine would be a lot faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they say they say your brain still operates for 8 seconds. So you're like literally looking at your headless body.
Yeah, but that's only 8 seconds. Your brain finally shuts off. Opposed to minutes of burning.
Minutes. Bro, I bet you're burning for a good 35, 40 minutes before your body just finally like.
Well, yeah, but you're not alive the entire time.
I don't know, man. The flames will overtake you, the smoke.
Yeah, like it'll collapse your lungs.
The pure pain alone is probably gonna kill you.
From all of our experience.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've never been burned at the stake. So
And I've never burned anybody at the stake.
No,
I have either. So I know what I'm talking about.
Well, you live in the woods.
Yeah. Y'all probably do hunt witches out there.
Yeah, well, one too many people go on my land.
Yeah. Any haggard old lady just happens to take one fucking foot into your perimeter.
Witch!
Exactly. How'd you find this place?
That's why he's got dogs, so they can sniff witches out.
Yeah, well, his dogs will also run right up to a car as it's moving right in front of it.
Yeah. And it's stretched.
Yeah, they're like not moving.
A full stretch, like that whole back, you know, where they.
I've never wanted to run over animals before in my life.
Like, you're not the only one.
That's trying to pull down the driveway. You fucking just like look, always looking over your fucking, trying to look over the front of your car.
Dude, I don't even stop anymore. They don't move. They know by now. Get the hell out of the way.
Well, there's a witch selling tinctures in your area that'll patch those dogs right up.
But dude, this seemed to be a very popular, larger number. You know what I mean, for the years of punishment for those who got out of line,
right?
And, you know, and basically went against the conventional thinking or beliefs. But really, like, I don't think it's more the conventional thinking or beliefs. It's going against her word.
Well, yeah,
I mean, that's how it always is.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, because you know how they say, you know, every king was like the devil in somebody's story, man. You know what I mean? And they're just terrible fucking people.
Well, I mean, they can afford to be.
Yeah. Well, what could they do?
Well, yeah, they're
the ones who make the rules.
Yeah, and they're the ones with the army. Without a full-tilt
revolution.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I mean, who's going to stop them?
Yeah, like unless, like, you know, Justin said, unless you get the balls up to have a full-on revolution.
Yeah.
But back then, man, you know.
Like, most soldiers, like, you're not going to, like, there's that bite the hand to feed you kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
You're just going to do whatever you're told.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I don't think I've ever heard of a story about, like, any of those guys ever getting, you know, accused of being a witch and sent to the fucking be burned at the stake. It's always, they're the ones dragging the people to it.
Yeah.
I'd rather be that guy.
That's a good point. I never thought about it that way.
Well, you know.
Yeah, so I guess being in the part of the military back then would be, just fucking.
That's why I'd much rather be.
Egotistical motherfucker.
Yeah, you did the killing. You never got killed, ever.
Yeah, exactly, man. As long as you're one with the weapon in your hand.
Yeah. Fantastic.
But I mean, dude, I mean, but you know, come on, bro. I mean, like, I mean, what you do is be like, every time she needed to make an example, just be like, grab 300. Doesn't matter which 300, just fucking grab 300.
Well, I mean, on one hand, too, it's like, depending from, like, you know, king to king, queen to queen, whatever, whoever's leading it.
Right.
Whatever version of Christianity they're worshiping at the time,
yeah,
like whatever version of Christianity the king is, it doesn't matter if the previous king or queen or whatever was following the other way. Now there's a problem.
Well, I think like once that King James version came out, that was pretty much the
it kind of became standard almost
go to.
Yeah, then it was a matter of like. All the different sects of Christianity.
Right.
Like, oh, no. I follow this one. How dare you follow this one? You know, the slightly altered version of what I worship.
Basically saying the same shit, but just one thing slightly askew.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that you've been doing for the last 50 years. Now it's this way.
Yeah. And then let one of your people get out of line.
Yeah. Can I get a heads up? That it's changing?
Yeah. Can we get a memo? Something?
How am I supposed to know?
Yeah, it's like
can we get one of those town scryers to like screech it in the yeah. in the center or something.
Fuck, come on, man. That's not fair.
I have zero problem changing if it means I don't burn at the stake. This shit.
And back then, dude, you know, half the people couldn't, you know, 90% of people couldn't read anyway.
Exactly. So they would have just done whatever they were told.
Yeah, it's like, well, okay. I mean, he, obviously, he's, you know, godlike. He can read a book.
That's not even a guy. This is a lady.
Yeah. Witch! Witch. You can read. Well, another potential culprit for this Bloody Mary legend is the one and only Elizabeth Bathory. And everybody knows, man, if you ain't heard of this chick was a fucking true psychopath.
Yeah, she's brutal, man.
Now, sexy. If his name sounds familiar, it should, because Bathory was a 17th century Hungarian countess who allegedly, but most likely tortured and killed.
But allegedly.
allegedly. But somehow, you know, she tortured and killed an astounding 650 women and girls.
Well, we don't want to give somebody that's 700 years old a bad name. You know
what I mean? Yeah. So allegedly, 650 women came up missing. Bro, back then.
That's a lot, dude. That's whole towns, huge, dude.
Yeah, like
dude,
650 women.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah, bro. That's a lot. I mean, she had to go probably her entire kingdom wide to snatch up 650 women. Yeah.
Ugh. Man, ladies' night was really just a fucking ghost town. It's a sausage.
Only
fest.
Three ones left. Yeah.
Everywhere was a sausage everywhere.
Yeah. I bet parties really sucked back then, man. There's like one chick for every fucking 16 dudes that are all potential suitors. I got three pigs. Well, I got three pigs and two fucking chickens.
It's just a matter of time before she's drained of all her blood.
Typical succubus. You know they believed in them back then too. I'm pretty sure.
I believe in them now.
But yo, dude, she would. But she would drain these poor victims, man, of all their blood, and then fill a bathtub with the blood of the girls in an attempt to remain young and vibrant. So she would bathe in her, dude. How fucking psycho do you have to be?
Well, it's like age-defying makeup.
Well, I mean, if you never try something, how are you supposed to know it doesn't work?
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe it's human blood.
Yeah. Chock full of stem cells, right?
Oh God. Oh God. So.
It worked temporarily for Farnsworth.
Like, dude, you know how lucky. You know how lucky you had to be, dude, to bathe in 650 women's blood and not get some sort of communicable disease?
Yeah, oh my God, yeah, dude.
Like, you know how lucky that is?
Yeah. Dude, all you just reminded me of was the South Park episode with Christopher Reeves.
I don't remember.
He plays Batman, Superman?
Yeah.
I know who the fuck he is.
Oh, okay, well, you know. Well, he shows up in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
and like it's the stem cell episode.
Oh no!
And like he takes like a fetus, like cracks it in half, and like sucks all the stem cells out of it.
Oh God!
And he becomes like actual Superman.
Oh Jesus!
She looks funny.
I'm sure glad that's related to whatever we're talking about.
What are you talking about? Stem cells?
Oh yeah.
But do you get? I mean, but you're then, dude.
It's all
100% right. Because I'm sure at some point she ingested some of that blood.
Oh.
In all them baths that she took.
Oh, God. Well, dude, I mean, think about, you know, women's got holes everywhere.
That's what I'm saying, man. So for her to not catch something.
Dunking her head under there, blowing bubbles.
Giggling every time she farts.
Well, that's the thing, you know what I mean? Like, because it goes out and then it's.
Blood farts hit different.
It goes
dude.
Right. But, oh, God, stop. Oh my God.
That's, you know, I'm kind of wondering, man, did she warm it up? Because I'm sure by the time you fill the tub, I don't care if you're
all coagulated
or not.
Shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure it would like.
Oh, it's like jumping in a tub of jelly. Oh God.
I mean, dude, that's insanity.
It's all like the top of the pudding film feeling. Oh God damn.
Stuff that makes you second guess on eating it.
Oh, God.
It's just like, nah.
Ugh.
But she wasn't just a murderer, bro. She was also
an asshole.
Know, this is true for the time.
Clearly.
<asshole. laughs> But she was also accused of being a vampire due to the nature of her crimes.
I mean, that's fair enough.
Okay.
You know. But right. Yeah, dude, I mean, like,
I'm on board with that theory.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you roll in on somebody, bro, and they're literally neck deep in a bathtub full of blood.
Dude, she's killed more women than, like, fucking Nosferatu. Yeah, she is, like, the queen of the damned vampire.
But, you know, however, though, man, her and her four servants, you know, that were accomplices to the killings were convicted. I mean,
took a while, but they got
well,
there.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe her servants don't get enough credit. Like, I mean, why does she the one getting all the credit?
Issue. I don't think it's a credit issue.
Like, I'm just saying, you know, it's
well,
like,
because back then,
I think that's the most important part of the story.
Because, well, back then, it would have been the servants didn't get a say in whether or not
they had a choice.
She said, go get them, and they had to.
Yeah, but then, still.
I'm sure they're the ones who gutted them. I'm sure they're the ones who drained them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she stood there and watched. There's no way.
You know, it's kind of like
waiting for
Elizabeth
Bathory
and her servants. You know, kind of like Bruce Springsteen in the E Street Band.
Yeah, but no one says that. They just say Bruce Springsteen.
The band don't get enough credit. You know what I mean?
I've never even heard of the band part of it. I'm being honest. Like, I've never heard that.
No, yeah, that's
ever in my life.
Yeah, that was it. Bruce, you know, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Like, yo, what the fuck, dude? Like, why your name first?
Eddie Money in the News.
Because my
I think that was Huey Lewis, man.
Oh, that's what that was. Okay.
And there I am aging myself again.
Yeah.
Seem to accomplish it every episode.
Yeah.
At least once. But
I have not once yet let on to my fucking age on this show. Not one time.
No. They're like, he's anywhere between 25 and 40.
But you could tell by my catcher's mitt face that I'm somewhere in the 30s to 40s range.
Yeah. But, dude, dig this, man. The servants got the worst of all the punishments.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
I was about to say.
They were killed.
Oh, of course they did.
Are you kidding
me?
Me?
Like, it's hilarious.
I wouldn't take
man.
The blame either like, if I was her.
It was
I didn't do nothing, man. Yeah.
I'm royalty. Who are you going to believe, me or my servants?
Like, yeah. They just said it was weird tasting thick tomato juice.
Yeah, and I believed them.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're witches.
Good God, man.
But, dude, dig this, bro. Bathory herself was only, you know, essentially she was only confined to house arrest. It was basically able to move freely about her castle until the day she died, seemingly natural causes.
That blows my mind.
His lack of any real punishment was linked to her status. And her title, saving her from real prison or, you know, even death, which I'm sure.
I mean, dude, that makes 100% sense. Because, like, the nobles and the royals, they were never put to death unless there was like a political reason.
But she's not like
somebody was trying to rise up.
But she's not the fucking queen. So there's somebody higher than her. And they'd be like, you killed 650 ladies, bro.
Like, well, see, the problem is that, like, a king doesn't own his army. The nobles own the armies.
I don't know what
give,
that means.
And they give the king.
They plead fealty
if,
to
by
the
going
king.
After a count this, a count, archduke, whatever, you make the other ones feel a little.
God, dude, I tell you what, dude, I've been eating a lot of cheese. I had an archduke the other day. That shit was no joke. My back is hurting still from that. But I don't get it.
Smooth, man.
I still don't get it. Like, who cares about
the
king stuff? It's just like, but still, somebody should be like, you killed 650
people,
man.
Yeah, yeah, like, for not in like a wartime situation or, you know, what I mean? You're like,
no,
it's
just like
in their blood.
You get like an anklet. That we
well,
can't
see, that's
what
it was,
you
though.
Mean?
Like, a lot of them never got it because the other nobles would see that as the king's coming for them and their lands.
If you
so
kill
to go after one of them,
ladies, yeah, you fucking should.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Something's wrong.
But that's why a lot of them never get
it's
any
not like they
trouble.
Raised the taxes too high.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, they should have made them.
No, they slaughtered innocent people.
Yeah. But
and
you know,
in their blood.
Dude,
you know what
I mean,
like, literally.
This
that's a big
would be
problem.
Like, you know, this would be like in America where they'd be like, all right, yeah, you killed six, but we're going to confine you to your $55 million mansion.
Yeah.
to never leave the property again.
Yeah. But if you do, just get back in there.
Yeah.
Don't do it again. Go literally wherever you want.
They gave her the Jeffrey Epstein treatment. That's what they did.
Yeah. Dude, you know what this reminds me of? Like with El Chapo, the other one, Pablo Escobar, when Colombia begged him to go to prison. So he said, yeah, I'll go to prison if I can build it myself.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, cool. And he had like escape tunnels and shit, like where he would go out in the town at night. He had like chicks there all the time.
What are they going to do?
Yeah. It was just like,
I can't do anything.
You know what I mean? It's like, you're confined to this lap of luxury.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exactly like the house you were, except please just let us feel like we have
like,
you in
jail. Yeah. Like we got you in custody, even though you leave whenever you want.
Well, I guess like I was
telling our guards what to do.
I do remember reading that she was like, she went up to one of her servants or whatever and was like, hey, I'm feeling cold. They're like, you know, it's all right. And then she died.
Oh, that's it?
Nope.
Compelling story.
That's the truth.
Yeah, I thought it was going somewhere. And it was like, she felt cold.
Yeah, I was waiting for this like whole thing, like the servants killed her or something. No, nope. He's like, I'm cold.
Nope. Dead. Just killed by temperature. That's it.
That's a real fear back then, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that was a real thing. Like, I'm cold. Like, that's a really, like, that's a, like you're in panic mode.
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking it must be really fucking hard to try to keep a castle warm, dude. Stone soaks in the cold, bro.
Well, and that's coming from a geologist.
I'm just saying, I've worked in enough parking decks to know, bro, that concrete holds cold, bro.
I've valeted enough cars to know.
It's 10 times colder, man, in a, like a confined stone structure than it is outside. It's cold as fuck. So to keep a castle warm.
No, they wouldn't, dude. It would just be one room, a couple rooms.
Whatever room you're in.
The hell the fireplace was.
I reckon that's why they had hay everywhere.
Halfway there to get cold, just like jumping a hay pile.
Jumping
in
a bale of hay.
You know, all kinds of lice
for a little bit.
You smelt like a petting zoo, like fucking everywhere you went. God. But I just imagine that everybody smelt like that bucket of food you get, like when you feed like the donkeys outside your car door. That's what everybody smelt like.
But dude, I was gonna say real quick, like before back then, they'd like in the winter they'd bring their animals in.
You got Betsy in your fucking living room with you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like, you got like 3-4 pigs chilling, like 20.
I heard pigs are great pets.
Yeah,
they're super smart.
Yeah,
they're supposedly smarter than dogs.
They're actually not that dirty.
No, they just like to wallow because that's how
it fucking matters even a little bit.
Yeah, because that's how it's supposed to. That's how they
there you go.
You know, that's how they sweat or whatever.
Well, they get in the mud, to cool down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like dogs don't sweat through their tongues, you stupid fucks. They don't. No, they sweat through their paws.
I thought that's what the panting was for.
Yeah. See, age doesn't define everything. Definitely not knowledge.
Some of the stuff I know. The rest is suspect.
It's mostly folklore.
Yeah,
knowledge
at this point.
Yeah, it's a hearsay.
Handed down from generation to generation.
But, let's talk a little bit, about the actual, the ritual to invoke Bloody Mary.
I forgot we were even talking about Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
I know. I figured we'd get us back on track.
All right, very good.
We were talking about
women named Mary for a while.
Yeah, for a good long while. But, the actual, ritual as it stands today, right?
Right.
And this could be done, everyone knows this, by a group of people or by yourself, if you're brave enough.
I'm not.
No. I'm not tempt fate anymore, man.
I'm not. Especially with you, because we talked about the portly ones are the ones that you're going to get.
Yeah, I don't touch that.
I wouldn't go anywhere near a mirror if I was you.
I go in my bathroom, I'm army crawling. Past the mirror.
Throw a towel on the mirror,
like this, like fucking hide my Are you looking, man?
Like, he ain't got a single full length mirror in the house.
Like, no, dude, they're all like this.
So all you see,
like, even if she gets here, dude, she ain't getting through the mirrors. It's too, yeah, she's looking too small. But the ritual states that you have to begin chanting her name 3 times in the mirror,
right?
While the lights are dim, and there are some rumors that her name must be uttered up to 13 times in order to get a response.
That's a lot.
There's like a supernatural significance to 13.
It have to be 12 times? Right. Or is it that 13th time that does it?
Mm-hmm.
The 13th time would be the one.
That's the kicker. Yeah. The 13th time, yeah.
From 3 to 13, I guess, depending on how she's feeling that day. You know, she busy?
She's like,
man, I got those kids 11. In Chicago.
Bro, if you gotta call it 13 times, she's gonna be annoyed.
Yes,
she's gonna be fucking pissed.
Yeah, she's gonna
mean
be even more pissed
as
off.
A snake. Like, she's gonna be so mean.
That's why she's always mean.
You ever have your kids like call your name
13
nonstop?
Times?
Yeah.
No, I usually hit them before they get to that 13. I hit them well before the 13 comes up.
But, when Mary does finally appear, she will come in a couple of different ways. She'll come in the form of a corpse, a ghost, or even, as a witch.
So she can come as a zombie, a ghost, or a witch.
Yeah.
Is she, how do you know she's a witch? Is she wearing a pointy hat?
I'm assuming so. I never did find out how. Like, how can you tell she's...
She's got a green face and the long nose.
The big old mole there. Hole. And
yeah, with a crunch berry thing on the side of
counting her pretties to run.
Daughter, too.
Yeah.
The witch part could connect back to the Mary Worth story.
Yeah, the Mary Worth story.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
And there were parts.
That's why I think that's probably the most likely origin story of it.
Yeah, it makes a little more sense.
Like, well, yeah, because I've actually heard, Elizabeth Bathory being called the Countess of Blood.
Right.
So, it kind of seems
cool
like
name.
Everything just keeps circling back.
To her.
Well, yeah, Countess of Blood. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's a cool-ass name.
Sounds like a comic book character.
Yeah. It kind of does.
I can get on board.
Yeah, it's like Lady of Marvel Death. Character.
You know, yeah, like hero. Lady of Death, Countess of Blood.
Like Blade's cousin or something. It'd be awesome.
there's reports that she's also covered in blood, giving her the moniker,
right?
That we know her by today. So,
which if she was stealing the blood of the kids,
to
get more youthful, then that would make sense. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if she was like, dump it all over her fucking head. You know what I mean? Like the what was that? Yeah. Like the bucket challenge. You know what I mean? Like the ice bucket,
the ACL or ALC?
Yeah, the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah,
I don't think she was doing it like that, but maybe she.
But
was.
What other way would you? Yeah, I mean. I guess get a sponge
like a normal person, like scoop it up in your hands and wipe it all over you.
Like a normal person.
Who doesn't?
Person would kill and drain a child and then bathe in her blood.
Like a regular ass person.
Yeah. A true American.
Come on.
And they said they didn't bathe first. Back then.
They did in blood.
But not only will Mary's appearance obviously it'd be a horrifying sight.
I'll
tell you right now, she shows up in my mirror, I'm probably shitting myself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Even as an adult, bro.
Yeah.
That would make anybody shook.
Yeah. He gets anxiety looking in the mirror, so imagine if a ghost is in there.
he looks and sees that staring.
You know how many mirrors I've broken just by looking at him? Dude, it's...
He's got a I'm thousand years of bad luck. Yeah. What's going on right now?
If the one person, she'd definitely be coming into my house. But there are actual reports where she could reach out and strangle you.
Mm.
She could scratch out your damn eyes. Right?
Hey.
Goddamn eyes.
Why on, the man. Eyes?
I know it's not like so like okay, so if I get out of
eyes
here,
like
I can never do this again because now I can't see the goddamn mirror.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
I kind of feel like that would anyway. that part would
no repeat from, customers when you're tearing out their eyes.
I don't think she has repeat customers.
Yeah, I was about to say,
even if she, even if she like doesn't.
Well, not any fat ones. Anyway,
no.
I'm taking if she does show up, there ain't no repeat customers.
No. Yeah, yeah. She'll say scratch out your eyes. She'll drink your blood. And yo, she'll even there. Yo, she's even. She'll make an attempt to steal your soul.
Ah, like Shang Tsung or something.
Like Shang,
yeah.
Dude, that's what just popped in my head. I'm like, how is she doing it? Like Shang Tsung?
Yeah, like your soul is mine. Well, and
she's got to fight you first.
Points to his eyeball.
Get you on the brink of death.
Yep. Yeah.
But then you get to stand up.
Finish her.
Round two. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, but you're usually all wobbly and stuff when you stand back up. And you're just kind of like moving around in a weird circle.
Yeah, that's when she moves in for the kill.
Like you're doing like a hula hoop or something.
But the legend, Bloody Mary is so popular that even has like a Japanese counterpart by the name of Hanako-san. All right.
So tell us. It's
eerily similar to the common stories that we, encounter we hear here in America.
Hanako-san.
So, Hanako.
Hanako-san.
Hanako-san.
Very good.
So do they have an anime of this, Justin?
Oh, I guarantee they do somewhere.
I'm sure you would know.
They have,
Well, that's never seen it. They show but... they don't. She doesn't try to steal your blood. She just you guys trim bonsai trees together and do origami.
And gives them really complicated math problems.
Like if she shows up, does she have to like take her shoes off first? Like.
Oh yeah, 100%. She's not allowed in the house unless she does. Put your damn slippers on. Let's go. But what that kind of shows, dude, is that like even Bloody Mary herself, like the story is kind of universal. Yeah. Might not.
Yeah, that's fair. There's urban legends.
Some
travel
type
quick.
Of version.
They travel quick, man. Especially when it's a popular
every
one.
Country, most countries know her by Bloody Mary.
Right.
But all these different cultures have some version of this story.
Now, it 100% does sound British.
Mainly because...
I never took it that way. Although I never really pondered the origins of Bloody Mary until now.
Well, and think too, back in when Mary Worth was around, they probably sounded British.
For sure.
See?
100%.
I'm
but
connecting
all
the dots here.
Now, think about this. It just popped in my head.
It
goes
spiral out of nowhere into
pulling it together.
Yeah. Illuminati's going to start pulling up into it.
Reptilians are involved somehow.
Now, dude, what's that movie with the Japanese chick climbing out of the TV?
The Ring.
Okay. Now this kind of like a version of that?
It wasn't Japanese.
No, well, that
that was
American
the
American one,
Yunnan or whatever.
Yeah, the original.
Well, the American one.
I forgot about that. I forgot about
remake.
That.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Now, is that like a version of that, or the one where like you get the phone
it would
call
be
and you die in 7 days?
No, because that's the same.
That's the Ring.
Yeah,
but it's kind of the same thing.
They're the same fucking movie.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now is that like a?
But you see, the problem is like there's no ritual. It's just watching the tape.
Oh, okay. There's no ritual involved. Well, it kind of is because there's an urban legend going around. I've never seen it, but what I've seen of it. Ain't there like a legend of don't watch this tape? That's why everybody watches the tape.
Well, now there is absolutely no stories about that because nobody owns a VCR anymore. So,
that's not a story. You don't have to worry about her anymore.
No, she's gone forever. She's gone forever because nobody owns a goddamn.
Unless somebody burned it to DVD.
Oh, so
they uploaded it to
the internet. Had the combo, the two. The DVD, VHS combo.
VCR combo.
Yeah.
Now,
then they had to upload it to like, what was that?
Then there's like a 4K.
LimeWire.
Yeah, to like Kazam or whatever. Like Kazam or whatever.
Whether or not this story is true will probably never be known.
I assume everybody's dead.
Yeah. Real. But if you are brave enough, give it a try. Please let us know. Yeah. Of course, if you survive, that is. You know, I mean, like, let's
even not... if you don't.
Yeah, I mean, if you could just pull up Twitter, I mean, Instagram, and say, "Hey, I tried it.
Didn't work.
I'm dead." Yeah.
But
I mean, I wouldn't recommend it.
Oh no, dude, stars.
I did Bloody Mary. Yeah, don't recommend. One star.
Would not do again.
Had a terrible time.
Terrible service.
Yeah.
Well, the service was great.
Yelp Bloody Mary. You know,
yeah, well, the only thing that was good was the service. It was coming from beyond the grave.
I had a terrible time.
Yeah.
But the host was
amazing.
Impeccable.
She was punctual. All the hype.
Yeah.
She was on time.
She was truly terrifying.
The minute I hit that third, she was right there.
She was Downy on the spot.
Mm. Mary on the spot.
Trying to suck my soul and give me a fucking dim, dismal future.
Well, easy, buddy. It's a family show. That's Bloody Mary?
Yes, it is.
Holy fuck, man.
This was fun.
We talked at probably 30% about the actual Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary.
And the rest was just talking shit about whoever we were talking about.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's all hundreds of years old. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
No.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, but, you know, the urban legends, man, they're pretty fun to look up because there's so many different versions of them, too.
I think this one, though, it's pretty... This one's
consistent.
Pretty straightforward, yeah. Like, I don't think it changes a whole lot.
Okay, I'm going to say this. Like, I'm going to agree with you on that. This one, unlike Slender Man or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, because that's more internet-driven.
Right.
Like, this is more of a generational...
Mm-hmm. Because I heard about this well urban before legend. I was ever, like, online doing that kind of shit. I mean, that was, like you said,
elementary Yeah, I mean, school. Everybody heard about it long before
my generation.
School. Yeah.
And, like, I know, you know, my aunts have talked about it, so I know, like, my mom's generation.
Oof.
I mean, you talk about like the 1820s. Yeah. That's like pretty damn far, man.
That was like after the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. They had what's his name on the Pony Express going from town to town.
Yeah. Paul Revere.
Yeah. Talking about Bloody Mary. Handing out flyers and shit.
One if by land, two if by mirror.
I remember that old story.
I guess there you go. And it would have fucking home run.
There we go. All right, everybody. Well, be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Gamer Ray Podcast. Follow us on YouTube, Gamer Ray Podcast. As always, we love you to death. And there was something I wanted to do that I meant to do before. If you guys like our outro, that was done by a buddy of ours named George Gill, wrote the outro for our show. So go check him out. He's got a bunch of stuff on YouTube as well. Excellent.
Yeah, he does.
Excellent artist. Go check him out.
Yep.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, very good.
And a great dude.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
Jerry's still out on that.
I've known him like 25 years, but
yeah.
I never really thought that much about it. But
or him, yeah.
Or him. He's a wonderful man. All right. And anyway, follow us on all that shit. And we'll catch you next week.
See y'all later.
Later.
Bye. Uh-huh.